Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday. It is April 9th. It's 5:30. Thank you guys for joining us. We are getting things going this half hour just for you guys who are up early like we are. We appreciate you. Want to get you help get you going this morning. And what a beautiful morning it's going to be. It was gorgeous yesterday. This weather, we're hitting our 90s. It was crazy. My air conditioning in my car was like on full blast yesterday. It's got like that automatic setting. So all of a sudden it's like blowing on me. I'm like, what is happening? It must be really, really warm or something.
Yeah. Yesterday was a beautiful day. I went out to the park with Momo, and it wasn't like the sun was blazing down. It was a little cloudy. So there was still some good wind and stuff like that. But yesterday, beautiful day, I would say, and I'm looking forward to the warmer weather, not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's that time of year, so we are ready for it. How you doing this morning?
Pretty good. I have like this weird headache that's got going on, and I blame it on eating this weird, it wasn't even weird. James has chips, I got chips. We have our own bags, and I'm like running out of my own chips. I was like, I'm gonna try James's chips. I ate some chips of his yesterday, and like 10 minutes later, boom, like a headache on my right side, like my sinuses. I'm like, no, what happened? And I'm blaming it on his chips. It could be something else. I could be dehydrated.
Can you get a headache from chips? I don't know that you can get a headache from chips. I think you may want to look at some other options here.
I'm blaming James' chips. It's probably something else, but they're just...
I've never heard of chips giving people a headache before, but maybe it's the crunch factor. Maybe the crunch was really loud and it made you get a headache.
It is. It was the chips. It was maybe the loudness of it. Maybe it was some of the ingredients in the chips. But ever since I ate those chips, it's been downhill. So I got to blame him on that. So that's been my kind of night/morning, but I've still experienced it. Medicine not working, but I think it'll die down in the next few hours.
You took medicine for your chips headache?
I took medicine, this thing called ibuprofen. I took two of those. I popped them last night before I went to sleep. It's not sleep deprivation.
It's the chips. I like blaming it on something that you feel like you can control other than, you know, the sleep deprivation, the dehydration, all that stuff. You don't want to admit that you're not getting enough water or sleep. So just blame it on something that you can stop going to and it's just so much better.
That's what I'm going to do, and that I'm going to stick by it. But other than that, that's my morning has been consisted of. Yours?
It's been not a lot going on this morning. I feel like I just woke up. But yesterday was a good day. Kind of a busy one, but last night we watched The Handmaid's Tale. It's back, and so they released the first three episodes on Hulu. So we watched two of them. We still have another one to go. I kind of want to space it out, especially on these shows that only do it weekly, but it was good. June is back, and I think this is the final season, if I'm not mistaken. It's just such a crazy show, and it's really good. So I was happy to have that one back and just kind of, you know, to have a chill night. There's been so many like basketball championships and mm-hmm. baseball opening day that I was kind of like, it was nice to have a sports break last night.
No kidding. And I'm barely catching up with White Lotus season two. Well, I've started the whole entire series, season one, episode one, like the beginning of February. So I'm trying to catch up. I knew I wasn't going to catch up by the season three finale. So I'm on season two, episode 7, and that's the last episode of the season.
Okay.
I already know what happens, yeah. But I still want to know, you know?
That was a great season. I really liked it. I was talking to some of my coworkers yesterday about the season 3 White Lotus finale and like what everyone thought, and it was very similar. Like, this season was slower, but I think it was more meaningful this season. There was just so many more like life lessons and lessons on how you want to be as a person, as opposed to like the entertainment factor that you got in season one and two. And so I am still kind of reeling over it. It was really, really good.
I'm excited for season three. James said the same thing, but he did say that it didn't tie a lot of the storylines.
There's two questions I have that they did not address. And I was just like, wait, we're not going to go back to that? Like, what happened? Like, why did you even mention that in the first place? And it could be an editing issue where they had the full intention to. In fact, I saw a storyline that happened that they left out of the finale because they ran out of time. Mike White was like, it would have added 10 more minutes to the show if I would have shown this finale. But I was like, that's kind of important. Why didn't we add that? So yeah, it was just some interesting stuff from this season.
Season three, last episode was, I think, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So I can imagine they had to cut out a lot.
Well, I would have sat for it. I don't know why. Like, I could have sat for 10 more minutes. I was totally fine with this. So yeah, a lot of people still talking about that. But we've got a crazy busy show for you this morning. We cannot wait for you to get that $300 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. Beat Mercedes is on this morning at 7 o'clock. We are looking to get a winner. Also this morning, we have an early edition of Heads Up. In less than an hour, we are going to get you a 4-pack of tickets to the San Gennaro Feast. Every year, love going. The food, the music, the fun, such a good time. So make sure you are listening for that just after 6 o'clock for that. But let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Beautiful Life by Ace of Base? Want to hear Jealousy by Natalie Merchant?
Jealousy.
Or do you want to hear Jenny from the Block by Jennifer Lopez? Choices. You can vote right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Have you ever experienced your child getting into something that they shouldn't be in the first place, but worse, eating whatever it is that they got into? 702-364-9400. There's this woman in the UK. Her name's Natasha Emeny, and she experienced something really shocking. She discovered her one-year-old son, Koa, had gotten a hold of and eaten some of his grandfather's
cremated ashes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So the ashes were in this urn and it was on a high shelf. And so she thought it was out of his reach. I mean, he's only a year old. So anyone, though, that's been around a toddler knows that they are capable of seemingly impossible things. So she stepped away for a second. She was doing her laundry and he managed to get his hands on that urn. And when she came back into the room, she found him completely covered in ashes. And she realized he had eaten some of them. Took him to the doctor. Doctor said he's going to be fine. He just needs to drink some water. And sure enough, he didn't have any problems after eating Grandpa, but
yeah, he ate Grandpa.
She finds it funny now, but and she says her dad would have found it funny also. But has that ever happened where maybe you as a child gotten something and you ate something you shouldn't have, or you caught your kid eating something that they shouldn't have? Grandpa's ashes is pretty high on that list of things I don't want to find my kid eating.
Absolutely. I don't know if I've ever done this. I remember eating like weird stuff like Play-Doh. Not like a lot.
Yeah, that you're not supposed to eat. Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that. But I vividly remember my little cousin when we were at our grandparents' house. She was in the restroom for like a long time. She was like 3 years old. She was in the restroom. My grandma's like, "What are you doing?" I hear her down the hall screaming at my cousin. And she got into my grandma's makeup bag. Turns out my cousin was eating her lipstick.
Oh my gosh.
Like the expensive brand
type lipstick. I did the same thing.
You did?
I like to eat my grandma's lipstick. What is with that? That's so bizarre. I was literally just going to say that. And then you're telling this. I'm like, wait a second. This sounds like my story.
No kidding.
That is so bizarre.
Yeah. So I just remember my grandma was trying to fix it by like, because you know, it's like a perfect little cemented lipstick. And now she's like trying to scrape everything off. What happened with you?
Well, I always thought my grandma's purse was the most fascinating place. Like, there's just so many weird things in there. There was used Kleenexes. There was her wallet that just had like credit cards spilling out of it. But then also, you know, some cash. And once in a while, she'd throw a couple bucks my way.
Yes.
She always had that weird old lady candy, you know, the butterscotch discs, the peppermint candies, the strawberry things that I still don't know the name of. She had those. But then she always had her lipstick. And I don't know what brand it was, but I remember it was in a gold tube. And I loved to put it on. And I'd put it on and it was just like this bright red, like grandma was all in on the lipstick. And after I'd put it on, I put my lips together, get it all on there. And then I just take a bite of her lipstick.
What?
I don't know why. I still am trying to figure that one out. And to this day, I look at red lipstick. I'm not going to lie. I get a little hungry.
Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, that looks like a nice little snake right there.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hello, and good morning. Welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, April 9th. It is 6:02. Thank you guys so much for being here. We are midweek. You are halfway to the weekend. Thank you guys for being a part of the show. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Oh, for the most part. I ran across this study and I was like, no, this couldn't relate to my baby Momo. My Momo, he's a little shih tzu. He's about 4 years old. And I came across this study online and it said 99% of dogs have behavior problems. I'm like, what? No, not my baby. And it's like I jinxed it. So I read this study and then me and Momo, we go to the park. Right when we get to the park, it's on the warmer side. I'm on his leash. I'm walking him through the park. And all of a sudden, he stops in his tracks. He doesn't want to move anywhere. And he rolls around in the grass that I'm thinking is grass. And it's pure mud. I'm like, no, Momo, stop.
Oh, no.
He's in it. He's loving the mud. He's going around. He's running around in the mud. I'm like, no, my God. I got to cut off our park time short. I'm carrying him into the car, and he is filled with mud. And I'm like, Jesus, I'm taking him a bath. James comes home. He goes, what happened? I'm like, your son rolled in the mud. And he goes, no, he never does that. And I'm like, you know, we think as dog parents, our dogs are angels. But really, I looked at the study and I'm like, yeah, he could have some behavior problems.
Well, right? I thought it would be higher. I thought it would be 100%. Like, don't all dogs have a behavior problem? We think our dogs are perfect, which I agree. They are perfect. They're perfect for us. They're our dogs. But like, they're brats sometimes. They're spoiled. They want things their way. They beg. They're annoying. And that's why we love them.
That
you know?
Is true. And then it's so funny because his behavior will change when new people come around. When new people come around, he gets very territorial of his ball and his toys. He will growl. Like, he'll have the toy in his chest. He will cover the toy with his paws. And if you try to go near him to play with him, like, oh, mama, let me get the ball, he'll growl super loud. No! He sounds like Gollum when he's protecting the ring, like, my precious. It's so
funny.
Oh
my gosh, that is funny. I think dogs are so funny because I love cats too, but they're not as, like, I don't know, what's the word? They're not as forthcoming with their issues. Their issues are, I don't want to talk to you. Leave me alone. With dogs, like, there's just so many different personality types. You have, like, the introvert dogs who get shaky around you. You have the extrovert dogs that won't stop jumping on you. And our neighbor's dog, like, whenever we go on a walk, we'll see them walking their dog. And I always pet their dog. He's so sweet. But he'll, like, he's a bigger dog. He's not a golden retriever, but he's like that size. He's like a mix of a couple of breeds. And he always shoves his nose into my crotch every single time. And I'm just like pushing his nose out of my, I'm like, can you please not? And they're always like, Parker, like pulling it back. I'm like, why does he? She's like, he does that to everyone. She's like, I can't get him to stop doing that. And I'm like, yeah, that's a no for me.
That's funny. Is that where the White Lotus thing comes from? Parker, no.
Oh, that's Piper.
Piper, darn it.
No, but I was saying Parker, no, for sure. So yeah, I think every dog out there has a behavioral problem, but that is exactly the reason why we love them. So
exactly, yes.
We have so much coming up on the show today. Thanks for being here. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we have an early edition of Heads Up. We've got 4 tickets for you to check out the San Gennaro Feast happening at the M Resort. Don't go anywhere. That is happening in just about 10 minutes. And on the way next, we have what's trending. Someone is trying to sue Taylor Swift for millions, but first they have to find her. And let's just say that's not going so well. The legal hide and seek you didn't know you needed. That is next in what's trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1?
Taylor Swift is trending this morning. She is getting sued. Like, suing someone is one thing. People do that all the time. But finding the person that you want to sue is a whole different level, especially when that person is Taylor Swift. So there's this poet, and her name is Kimberly Marasco. And she says she's been trying to track down Taylor Swift to serve her court papers. But her security, her multiple homes, just being a celebrity in general, it's giving tortured poets department. It's making it almost impossible for her. She has already tried once this December to serve her. She filed a lawsuit, but she couldn't serve Taylor in time, so it ended up getting tossed out of court. And now she's back filing a motion on Monday saying that it has been nearly impossible to reach Taylor.
I bet. Come on.
She is suing her for $30 million, and she claims that Taylor copied her poetry and concepts for songs and videos on Lover, Folklore, Midnight's, and yes, Tortured Poets Department. Taylor, for her part, she has denied everything. She's asked for these suits to be dismissed. She says this is ridiculous. So far, it seems like the biggest challenge here is not the legal argument. It's just trying to get past the security gate.
Do you think that this Kimberly girl really has anything on Taylor Swift, or you think she's just trying to nickel and dime her?
I think she's looking for a payday, and I don't know the ins and outs and what evidence she has, but it's like, you know, I feel like there are how many billion people on this earth?
8 billion.
Some of us are going to have the same ideas on things, you know? And maybe there was something she put out that was the concept of Tortured Poets Department. What is it? It's like a sepia brown color. It's, you know, it's kind of like rustic looking. So you're saying because you thought of that, that's got to be your idea. And she stole it from you. Like, what if she had the same idea? I think we're going to be very similar on ideas sometimes. Or when my biggest thing is when people go on TikTok and they cry because they're like, someone stole my idea and they didn't give me credit. Caption. Well, lady, it's TikTok and it's all about stealing people's ideas. Like, come on, give me a break.
I mean, I'm looking like at you said she stole or quote unquote four different things, songs and videos of Lover, Folklore, Midnight, and Tortured Poets Department. It's not like one little song, like the usual, maybe when that whole Ed Sheeran thing went down, like it was one song. This is four different things, and it's not just one song, it's also videos. That's like, I think that's kind of pushing it.
Well, I mean, she says that she copied her poetry and concepts for songs and videos. Okay, so where's the proof? How do you know that she did that? That's what I want to see. And so, yeah, you can't make a snap judgment, but I just think that when you're on the level of Taylor Swift and people know how much money you have, they are going to come after you no matter what. You are a target. I'd be surprised if this is the only person that is trying to go after her.
And good luck finding Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a long time before you get her those papers, and that is what's trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, we have our contestant. It's Nina. Nina, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Woohoo! Thank you.
Let's do this. San Gennaro feast tickets up for grabs. Four of them. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Ten Hut, Heinz Ketchup, or Hops and IPA?
Oh, let's do Heinz Ketchup.
Okay. Fresh Tomato Day was on Sunday.
Your favorite?
Yes. You know, I am not a fan of the tomatoes, but I'm a fan of the things that tomatoes make. So let's talk about it. These are all things that are associated with tomatoes, okay?
Gotcha.
So all we need to do is get 6 and 60 seconds. I think we can do this.
You guys can do this. Yes. All right. 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
At a Mexican restaurant, you get chips and...
Salsa?
Yes.
Salsa.
This is Papa John's, Domino's. They all sell...
Pizza.
Yes. These little versions go on your salads. You don't chop them up. They're like little balls.
Cherry tomato?
Yes. This is a type of sandwich that has bacon and lettuce.
BLT?
Yes. This is what tomatoes grow on. They grow on a what?
A vine.
Yes. This is Heinz is a brand of?
Ketchup.
Wow. Easy. Look at you, Nina. That was so easy. Do you know we had so much time left? We probably could have done five more. That was incredible. Congratulations.
You're an amazing clue giver.
Thank you. We work well together. Good team, Nina. And now you are going to experience a lot of things that have tomatoes in it at the San Gennaro Feast. You are going to have a blast. The International Italian Food and Music Festival is happening at the M Resort starting on April 23rd. Through the 27th, you are in for free with four passes. Congratulations. We're going to have more of these passes for you coming up tomorrow morning. So make sure you are listening for that. And on the way next, have you found yourself in a predicament when it comes to out-of-town visitors? Maybe they want to see you or maybe they don't. We're going to talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Living in Las Vegas is such a double-edged sword. Like, it's great because your friends, your family, they love to come and visit. It's Las Vegas, yes. On the other side, sometimes they love to come and visit. And you're like, oh, I gotta go. I gotta take them out. And, you know, we have lives, too. We have things we gotta take care of. So you, on the other hand, are feeling some kind of way because you found out your family's in town, but they didn't give you any sort of heads up.
None. Zero. And this is one of my closest family members. She's my cousin. And on our family, it's really just me and her. She doesn't have any siblings. And my brothers, they're like 18, 14, 10 years apart. So she comes into town. And the reason why I know she's in town is because I have her location. And you know me, I'm on the Find My app.
She's always checking locations. Like, it is your hobby.
It is. It is. And this actually happened last Monday. She comes into town and I see her location. I'm like, oh my God, she's staying at the Park MGM. I'm like, okay, maybe, you know, it's a Monday. She knows I'm busy. Next day, nothing. I see her all around town. She's like in Chinatown. She's going to all these restaurants. Next day comes. It's Wednesday. Still nothing.
Wow.
She stayed here for 5 days. She came here on Monday, left on Friday, and nothing. Zero. No words. No, hey, what's up? She was even posting on her Instagram story like, oh my God, you got to check out this restaurant in Las Vegas. It's amazing. And I...
What was the restaurant?
I think it was that new Mexican restaurant in Summerlin, or near Summerlin. It's like Milpitas or something like that.
Oh, I don't know.
I forget the name. Okay. But anyway, but that's not the point.
Man, she made it all the way to Summerlin.
Yes!
Dang. That's not a visit. That is a stealth mission.
Yes!
Like, is she here for a spy operation or is she just really trying to avoid brunch with you?
I think she was low-key avoiding me. And I was telling James, like, I was really, really hurt that she didn't hit me up. She knows she's done this before to me. She's come to town. She hasn't hit me up. And my question for you is, would you be hurt by this if family came in and not checked in on you just to say, hey, I'm in town, but don't worry, I know you're busy if you can't meet up? Or would you say something if they never hit you up is my question.
Well, I would be both. I would be hurt and I would say something. I would do both. Like, you know what? If you're in my city and you don't reach out, you better not post a single thing. No IG stories, no check-ins, no blurry photos of the strip with captions like vibes or anything like that. If I see that and you didn't text me, just know I am going to be upset. And that, my sister pulls that all the time. She doesn't know that I know, but her husband is blabbermouth and he accidentally spills the beans that they come in here all the time. And I'm hurt by it. I am hurt. But then on the other side, I'm like, well, this means I don't have to go out on weeknights when they're here. What do you think? 702-364-9400. Stacy, good morning. Would you be hurt if family came in and they didn't say anything?
I would be hurt and I would be disappointed. I've been listening to your guys' stories and I agree. I mean, if you come into my town and you don't say something, at least give me like a hello, a text message, something. I mean, I would be completely disappointed. And yes, I would love to be the person that wouldn't say anything, but I couldn't do it. I'd have to confront you about it.
Yeah, you got it. I think you should say something like, why did you come in town? Why didn't you say anything? It doesn't mean you have to get together, even just like a heads up. Hey, I'm here and we are like so slammed this weekend, but I just wanted to say hi and let you know that I'm here. I feel like your cousin being in town without telling you is wild. Like, are you family or just someone she used to know?
So, no kidding. And so I had enough. It was built up inside me. I texted her last night and I saw her location. She was back at home in San Diego. And I said, hey, I'm sad I didn't see you when you were in town. I miss you a lot. What are you doing for your birthday? Because her birthday's this weekend. She responded, I'm so sorry. We saw and did so much. I barely had any time just to be in the hotel, which is a lie because every time I saw her, she was at the hotel.
See, At this point, I would start Venmo requesting her for emotional damages. Like, you were this close to my house and you didn't say hi. Mm-hmm. That's going to be $12.99 for abandonment trauma. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
If you can't head to the California desert this weekend for Coachella, that's okay. You're going to be able to enjoy the festival from the comfort of your own home. The event announced it will once again live stream performances on YouTube starting on Friday. This year's live streams can also let fans watch up to four stages at one time. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Travis Scott, Post Malone, Charlie XCX, all set to perform at the festival. They just announced a couple of days ago that Ed Sheeran and Weezer, they have been added to the lineup. Coachella is also going to live stream the festival's second weekend, April 18th through the 20th on YouTube.
I love live streaming Coachella. It's so much fun.
And it's free.
Yeah, it's free. No time. And I love the angles. You won't get that when you're live in person. And we already have it set. On Friday, we're supposed to go to Costco, but we're cutting it short. Costco, in, out. We got to be on the live stream by 7:45 to catch Lisa.
It's going to be, yeah, it's going to be a really cool lineup that they have going on. I saw Lady Gaga talking about her performances, and we should get my daughter Sophie on because she and I had this whole Coachella discussion yesterday. She's got so many theories about surprise guest appearances on who's going to be making surprise appearances with Lady Gaga, who's going to be coming on with Jenny, who's gonna, like, she has so many theories. Maybe at some point we can call her and talk to her.
Love
about
talking
it.
To her about music.
Yeah,
yes.
She's got a lot of good theories on that. So that is happening this weekend. Also this morning, I mean, to see the chaos surrounding this, it's mind-blowing. And maybe you were one of the people that fell into this hole. Trader Joe's, their beloved mini tote, it's back with new colors and the $2.99 price tag. And it has been one of those coveted items, especially by like the fashionistas. And it's now being resold on sites like eBay and Poshmark for up to $1,700.
Oh my God.
This $3 bag is being sold for $1,700 this year. For spring, these bags, they come in pastel shades like pink and green and blue and purple. And don't get me wrong, they are super cute. But these lines to get the bags, they're going out the door. Like, it's insane. They say when it comes to our reusable bags, our customers have made themselves abundantly clear. The smaller the tote, the bigger the sensation. The most expensive listing that I could find on eBay right now is one single tote bag in pink for $1,699.
What?
Yeah, there's a purple one listed for $1,600. There's a blue one for $1,400 and the green one for $1,100. I mean, there are cheaper listings too. There's one that has the entire set of all four colors for $400, which is on the low end compared to some of the others. But then when you think the bags were $3 each and you're selling them for $400, it's just crazy.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've been to Trader Joe's a few times, but I don't get the hype about Trader Joe's. I go in, I'm like, oh, okay, there isn't much about, like, I get confused on like where things are. Maybe I just need to go with someone that's an expert. And then I hear things about these Trader Joe's bags that are usually $3 or selling that like their Louis Vuittons. I don't understand the hype.
I love Trader Joe's. It's my favorite. I feel like it's approachable. They have good quality food. They have a lot of things that are like halfway made that you can make like meals. Like, okay, half of the meals that we make are from Trader Joe's, and everything is super fresh. Their bags, they're known for like having these cool bags. Like, they had these reusable bags that were based on cities and you could get them custom, like, and it was like a surprise. You didn't know which one you were getting until you opened the package, and people went crazy for these. So like the pastel ones, I'm not going to stand in a line for a bag like that, and I'm certainly not going to pay that price for it, but they have some really cute stuff, and like their seasonal stuff is amazing. Every season they have new flavors and things, and it's just, I don't know. I absolutely love Trader Joe's.
There is one thing my sister-in-law put me on from Trader Joe's is the ube mochi pancakes. Those are really good.
They have like a whole ube line of products.
Okay.
Like, it's just, you gotta give yourself some time. Like, don't knock it till you try it. You gotta check it out. It's so good. Finally this morning, Uber, they just released their annual Lost and Found Index, and basically this is their list of the weirdest things that people have left behind in their Ubers. And some of these are really bizarre. Have you ever left anything inside an Uber, or maybe you're an Uber driver? What did people leave? So they found the most commonly left behind items are phones, keys, wallets. New York City was named the most forgetful city, but some of the unique items that people found in their Ubers, a mannequin head with human hair, a chainsaw, a Ghostbusters ghost trap. You know those like little square boxes that you trap the ghosts in? Someone found one of those. Fresh breast milk, live pet turtle, Ozempic, 10 live lobsters, and a passenger's divorce papers, just to name a few.
The only thing I remember leaving in a car, my Uber, and I was so upset. We Ubered from a family party, and from the family party, we had to-go trays. We had like salt and pepper chicken wings, lo mein, fried rice, and I left it. I'm like, no, there goes my dinner. So sad.
It was a tragic day. The Uber Lost and Found Index celebrates the most unique and commonly items. So if you commonly left behind items, so if you have something, you can certainly add to this list. But the food related items like yours that people have left, a 5-gallon bucket of beans, 175 hamburger sliders, and 108 eggs, which, dang, man, those can go on the black market now for a lot more than that.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, Angela, let's go. You're caller 20. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right. You just have to guess the song faster than I guess it. And you get to go first. If you do this, you're walking away with this gorgeous $300 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm ready too. I'm going to get out of here and give you a shot at this. Good luck, Angela. I hope you do well, and I'll check back with you in a couple of minutes, okay?
Thank you.
Bye, Mercedes. Later, alligator. She's leaving the studio. All right, Angela, this is how Beat Mercedes works. You are going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it, super loud into the microphone of your phone. We stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give us something. Angela, oh no, we lost Angela. Ramon, can you see if you can call her in the studio? Let Mercedes know that we lost the caller, and just, hopefully she calls back. So, Angela, if you're listening right now, if you heard that sound, ring, that's when a listener hangs up. So hopefully she calls back, and look, we don't even have a backup right now, so right now, we're just stalling time until we can to get Angela back in. I'm going to actually bring Mercedes back in so maybe we can play a song and hopefully someone will call in. And hey, if we need a backup, call now, 702-364-9400. Angela dropped and we didn't have a backup, so let's see if we can get her on the line. So Mercedes is walking back in. Maybe we'll play a song for someone. And then, Ramon, if you can have someone be a backup, thank you. Hi.
I have been summoned.
You've been summoned.
What happened?
Angela accidentally dropped.
Oh, no.
I know. So he's getting a backup right now.
Oh,
as we speak.
We don't have her number?
No. Well,
dang it.
We do have her number, but we have to go into a system and press buttons.
Okay, so. Yeah. I guess caller 21 then gets a shot.
I know.
That really sucks. I was like, wait, what's going on? I saw Ramon run out of the studio. I'm like, oh, what's happening right now?
Yeah, so. Okay, look, there's our.
Okay, we have a new contestant. Here we go. Deandra, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You're caller 21, and you get to play Beat Mercedes. So you know how it works, Deandra. You just got to guess the song faster than I can. You get that $300 diamond pendant if you're able to do it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. For the second time, I'm leaving the studio.
Adios. All right, let's do this. So you know how the game works, Deandra. I don't need to go over the rules again, right?
Yeah.
So okay, just call, make sure right? that you can hear me good. I didn't screen you off the air, so no speakerphone, no Bluetooth, lower your radio, of course, no profanity, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then if you could get to a somewhat quiet place, because the next sound
yes.
that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Okay, I know the song.
What do you got?
It's Don'tcha by the Pussycat Dolls.
Okay, we're bringing Mercedes in. Mercedes, come back in for real this time. Deandra, stay on the line. Mercedes is walking back into the studio. All right. She's back.
Yo. Hello.
Hi again.
Hello. Okay, didn't lose Deandra this time. Okay, good.
Okay, Mercedes, the next sound that you hear is a song, and the song starts now.
Got it. Don'tcha by the Pussycat Dolls.
You stop the clock at 1.1 seconds, and you are correct.
Okay.
Deandra was also correct, but she got the song in 14.4 seconds.
Oh, Deandra, I'm sorry. Oh, I hate when I beat them when they actually got it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like one thing to beat them when they didn't get it, but dang it, I'm sorry, Deandra. That was a great effort. 14 seconds is really good. Just not good enough, unfortunately. And that means our diamond pendant just got bigger, $325. You get to play for it with Beat Mercedes tomorrow morning. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. I was just reading a story about a woman who, like, just women in general who give birth in weird places. Did you go into labor in an odd place? 702-364-9400. I guess I've never been there, but in Pennsylvania, there's a place called Sesame Place. It's like a Sesame Street theme park.
Oh.
And this happened like years ago, but I guess this lady was there and she had some cramps and she thought she just had to go to the bathroom. And instead, she gave birth. Like, she literally gave birth at Sesame Place in Pennsylvania.
Wow. I'm thinking about this now. And I just talked to a listener about this. A listener went into labor, I think it was like at a Battle for Vegas game. And I'm going to actually try and text them and see if they can call in. But crazy story, they were at Battle for Vegas. And I know you host that charity softball game,
yeah,
right?
it's fun. Every summer we do that. The Vegas Golden Knights, the Raiders face off against each other, play a game of softball.
Yeah, and then they said that basically when they heard your voice, the listener went and started to go into labor.
My voice was the catalyst? I seriously doubt that. But okay, yeah, text them. And then also call us right now, 702-364-9400. Did you ever go into labor in some odd place? Where was it? This text just came in. It says, I went into labor in a McDonald's parking lot. Was that before or after you got food, or did you just try to find a spot to have that baby? That was always my worst fear, is going into labor someplace that I couldn't control it. And I was actually induced both times, so I didn't have to worry about that. But oh my God, they're on the phone. That is so funny. Call us up. Let us know. Dominic and Driana.
Driana,
good morning, you guys. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing good. How are you?
Good. Okay, so tell us the story. Steph said you went into labor at Battle for Vegas. What happened?
Yeah, well, actually, I got the tickets from winning Heads Up on the air.
I love it.
The game was the day before our due date, and we went through the whole day. There was no contractions or anything, and we got to the game, and as soon as you said, play ball, the contractions hit.
Stop it. The baby's like, all right, let's play ball. Oh my gosh. So did you go directly to the hospital at that point? What happened?
No. So I really did not want to sit in a hospital bed and stay in the hospital because I knew it was a long night ahead of me. So we ordered some chicken tenders. We sat in like the nice comfy sofas they have, and we sat there and watched the game. The rain started pouring and we stayed as long as we could. My husband had the contractions time, so we knew when it was go time. So we stayed as long as possible.
That's amazing. You literally, oh my gosh, you stayed. Like, they could have left, and you stayed for that.
And how long did you stay within that time when you're like, okay, it's time to go?
We stayed at least halfway through the home run derby.
Stop
it. We made it through the whole thing.
Oh, we did.
We made it through the whole thing. We said the game started.
So I think you guys need to make that an annual thing where you join us at Battle for Vegas every year to celebrate the birth of, okay, like, what did you have? What is their name?
We had a boy. He's our first, and his name's Elijah.
Okay, we got to celebrate Elijah's birthday. It's not just Battle for Vegas. It's happy birthday, Elijah, don't you think?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
That is amazing. You guys, thank you so much for sharing that. Let's talk to Charisma. Charisma, did you go into labor in some odd place?
I did.
What happened?
Turn it down. I went into labor in the... There we go. I went into labor in the restroom of Greens and Proteins on Eastern.
No way. What happened? Yeah. Were you there? Did you already eat or what happened?
I was eating dinner and I was monitoring my contractions. And then all of a sudden I was like, I feel like I need to go to the bathroom. Went up. Someone was cleaning the women's restroom, actually. So they forced me to go into the men's restroom and my water broke everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I felt so bad. I cleaned it up.
You no. did. This is how tough women are. They're literally going to sit there and clean up their water breakage. They're going to sit there and eat chicken tenders while they're in labor. Like, I mean, do you agree, Charisma? We can pretty much do it all.
100%.
Absolutely.
My kids are in the car right now saying, what happened to you in the green room?
I love it. Oh, Charisma, that is great. Thank you so much.
Wow. What amazing stories. I don't have kids yet, so I'll be interested to know where I end up having labor.
Oh, my gosh. Hopefully it's not in a Greens and Proteins bathroom, but the texts we're getting from you guys are wild. This one says, we were at SeaWorld. After the fireworks, we couldn't get out. And turns out a woman was having a baby in the parking lot. This one says, my mom went into labor when she was singing in a choir.
Wow.
She stayed for the rest of the show in labor. And then this one says, one of my friends gave birth in her car on the way to the hospital. You guys are, you're amazing.
Wow.
Amazing. That's so great. All right. It is time to win with the Mega Minute. Who wants a chance at these tickets to check out Jay and Silent Bob on Tilt? This is going to be an amazing show. If you've seen any of the Jay and Silent Bob movies, you know how hilarious they are. Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith, they are going to be on stage at the Palazzo Theater over at the Venetian on September 20th. These tickets haven't even gone on sale yet, and you're going to win them when you conquer the Mega Minute. It is 60 seconds. And it's 10 questions. And if you get them all correct in that time, you are going to win. Caller 20 gets to try the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Christine, you're caller 20.
Let's get it done.
Let's do this. We want to get you these tickets. Win them before you can buy them. Tickets to see Jay and Silent Bob on Tilt at the Palazzo Theater over at the Venetian. You know how the Mega Minute works, right, Christine?
I do.
60 seconds, 10 questions. Get them all correct in that time. And these tickets are yours. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
You guys got this, Christine. If you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the 60 seconds for the Mega Minute starts now.
What is the name of the game made up of blocks where you can build things that was just turned into a movie?
A mastermind?
No. What month does Green Day want to be woken up at the end of?
September?
Yes. Finish this nursery rhyme. Old MacDonald had a what?
Farm.
Yes. What show is about a luxury hotel that just ended its season 3 finale in Thailand?
Amazing Race?
No. Kylie Jenner has a daughter named Stormy with which rapper?
Is that Kanye? I don't know.
No. What U.S. is directly north of Kansas?
State of Kansas. Utah, I've got no idea.
No, which restaurant slogan is better ingredients, better pizza?
Domino's, no.
No.
I got no idea.
What team won the NCAA men's basketball championship on Monday?
Oh, that's tough.
Not Houston.
Not Houston is correct. I actually would consider giving you that because that is not wrong. It was Florida, University of Florida. We didn't make it through all 10. Your questions were hard. I will definitely admit that your questions were hard. The name of the game made up of blocks where you can build things that just turned into a movie. That is Minecraft, the Minecraft movie. The show about a luxury hotel that just ended its season 3 finale in Thailand. That's White Lotus. Kylie Jenner, she has a daughter, she has a daughter named Stormy with which rapper? That is Travis Scott. The U.S. state directly north of Kansas is Nebraska.
I wouldn't have got that one.
And the restaurant slogan that's better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. I'm so sorry, Christine. You just, you really... It's luck of the draw sometimes, you know, sometimes the questions are easy, sometimes not so much, but that means you are not the winner, and caller 20, you're going to get these tickets, two of them, to check out Jay and Silent Bob on Tilt. That's happening September 20th, the Palazzo Theater at the Venetian. The tickets are yours right now, if you're caller 20, at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
We were talking about pets earlier and how so many of them will misbehave, but even still, they give us so much joy. If you're single with a pet, research says that's a good thing. This new research shows that a furry companion is just as good for you and your well-being as a human companion. And the study also finds that the joys of owning a pet are equivalent to receiving an extra $90,000 a year.
What? Before I got Momo, I never knew having a dog was like this. I never knew how in love I would be with having a dog and just the crazy things I would do for him. And I look back at myself before Momo and now I'm like, I never knew I'd be a crazy dog mom like I am now. But so worth it.
But what if someone said, okay, I'm going to give you $90,000 every year for the next... Let's say the average dog life is 15 years. For the next 15 years, would you trade in Momo for 90 grand a year?
No. I could never give up Momo. No price tag could.
$1 million a year.
Stop. Now you're cutting it. Okay. That's where we cross the line.
Ramon, do you have any pets? Do you have a dog?
We do not, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, let's say you did. Would you trade your dog for $90,000 a year?
I'd trade my dog for $50,000 a year.
No, you would not.
Oh, yeah.
You don't understand until you have a dog. Once you have a dog and you've gotten attached, I don't think
you just get another one that looks exactly the same.
Not that
and you'll have $90,000.
Exactly.
Also, this morning, the countdown is on for the Hurry Up Tomorrow film from the weekend. The Weeknd, aka Abel Tesfaye, he's giving fans a head start, though. He just revealed on social media that he's going to have a one-night-only early screening of his album's companion film. It's going to hit theaters nationwide, 6 p.m. local time on May 14th, 2 days before the movie officially hits theaters. Now, the movie also stars Jenna Ortega, Barry Keoghan, and it follows a version of The Weeknd who is plagued by insomnia and pulled into an odyssey with a stranger who begins to unravel the very core of his existence. It sounds really deep. Have you seen the preview for it?
I just watched the trailer right before when I know you were about to talk about it.
Yeah, it looks kind of like creepy, but like in a cool way.
I don't know how I feel about... I guess when you were telling me about The Weeknd in the show The Idol, I'm nervous to see if it's similar to that. But from watching the trailer, I'm really intrigued to see how Jenna Ortega does because she looks incredible in the trailer. I think that she's going to kill the movie.
She's going to kill it like in a bad way?
No, kill like, oh, that was tight.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say like, oh, she looks like she's, you know, like an interesting character in it. So lucky fans who grab tickets will also catch never before screen bonus content. And the movie, it marks the official farewell to The Weeknd, his persona. So that's it. After this, he's back. He's Abel Tesfaye. No more The Weeknd. So that'll make this early look even more personal to his fans. Tickets for that event, they go on sale on April 17th. Okay, so I'm going to put you guys to the test. I hope you didn't peek at this, but Loudwire, they just listed the best rock bands for each letter of the alphabet, okay?
Ooh.
So I don't know if I'm not going to go through all 26 letters of the alphabet, but I'm going to shout out a letter, and I want you to yell out the best rock band that starts with that letter. Keep in mind, again, it is rock, so we're not going any pop, no okay. hip-hop, nothing like that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I want you guys to scream them out at the same time. Are you ready?
Yes. A. Aerosmith.
I was going to say ABBA.
The answer, according to Loudwire, was AC/DC.
Okay, oh, makes sense.
That's
okay,
a good one.
B-52s.
Bon Jovi.
The Beatles.
Oh.
C.
Creed.
Cat in Hat. I'm bad at this.
Creed was the answer on that
good
one.
Job,
I was shocked.
Good job.
I mean, no Coldplay, no Cranberries.
Oh yeah.
Cars. Chicago, Creed. I love Creed, but come on.
That's true.
I have no idea who you said.
Cranberries. You know the Cranberries.
Okay, D.
Deftones.
Down.
Def Leppard.
Oh, come on, yes.
Guys.
We're horrible.
You are terrible at this. Okay, we're going to just do a few more. E.
Everclear.
Everclear. That's what I was going with.
Wait, that's a song by Pearl Jam, isn't it?
No, Everclear is a group.
Oh, okay, Everclear.
Yeah.
But it's the Eagles.
Duh.
Okay.
These are so obvious, too.
Okay, I know. When you hear the answer, are you playing in your car and like, what? You know, are you getting the right answers? F.
F. A band that's
best rock band. And Fish starts with a P.
Man,
that, right. Which is so dumb, by the way. Okay, F. Frank Sinatra?
Who? Frank Sinatra?
Who?
Foo Fighters.
Oh, we suck.
Oh my gosh. Okay, it's all on the line.
Terrible
if you
game.
Don't get this last one,
okay,
then you guys are the worst of the worst when it comes to rock bands, okay?
Okay.
G.
Goo Goo Dolls.
G, Pressure.
It's not the Goo Goo Dolls?
It's not the Goo Goo Dolls.
Can you give us a hint?
Guns N' Roses.
Yes! Oh, thank you! Lord. You saved your salvation. I want to be next to you. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I got to tell you guys something. Something really funny happened to me yesterday. And I don't know if I have done the right thing. I don't know if I need to get out while I can or if this is absolutely hilarious. So it's random, but I somehow got added to a group chat and I don't know anyone in it.
No one.
No, like all the numbers, they're just numbers. Like there's no contact names that are in there. And it's a bunch of like 213-626-818. So it looks like it's like California-based group chat. But I got random to it. I don't know a single one of these numbers. But I'm still in it. And I'm staying in it.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, okay, I'm just going to peek in real quick and see what is this. At first, I thought it was a spam thing. You know, sometimes you get those spam texts. And so I'm just like reading the messages and I realized this is a group chat for someone planning a bachelorette weekend.
No way.
It's the funniest thing. It's the funniest thing, you guys. So here, like, let me read that. I don't have names associated with any of these. I don't know who these people are, but this is what it says. Okay. Okay, so are we still doing Nashville or is Lauren still mad about the Airbnb thing?
Now you're like, once you read that, what's going through your head?
I'm like, what? I was so confused. I'm like, what is this? So someone writes, wait, what Airbnb thing? Someone writes, I'm not mad. I just think it's super interesting that Madison booked it without checking with the group. They're like, would you leave at this point?
No.
I'm like, and I'm
I want to know.
This. I'm so confused. Like, what's going on? So then someone wrote, Guys, this is for Bridget. Can we not fight until after the matching cowgirl hats arrive? Someone wrote, you said pick one and I picked one. I think that's the Airbnb girl. I don't know. So that I'm like, okay, I shouldn't be in this. So I texted in it and I wrote, just here for the hats and chaos. And I was like waiting, like, is anyone going to respond? And someone wrote in all caps, OMG, who is that? Someone wrote, wait, who's 702? And then my
number? Oh, no. You're about to get caught.
Then someone writes, is this Bridget's cousin from Vegas? And then someone wrote, do we know them or are we getting hacked? And so I wrote back. I wrote, honestly, no idea how I got here, but you all are wild. Don't let me stop the drama. Continue. And then someone wrote, I'm crying. Please stay.
Wait, so let me just retrack, okay? So you get added into this group chat.
Don't know anybody on it.
Don't know it. And so everyone thinks that, whoever added you to this group chat thinks you're Bridget's cousin from Vegas.
Maybe I think they got a number off or something
had to. So now what?
Okay, so at this point I had two options, leave the chat or commit. And I choose commit.
Yes. We want to hear.
Like, what is the etiquette here? Are you supposed to immediately remove yourself, or is it fair game once you're in? And is it rude if you start taking sides in the arguments that have nothing to do with you? Because now I'm starting to like try to figure out like personalities, and I'm trying to match numbers. I'm like, that person texted there, that person texted there, that's the same person. Have you ever gotten added to a group chat on accident? Did you leave quietly? Did you lurk? Like me, or better, did you stir the pot? 702-364-9400. So I stayed in the chat, and I should have probably left quietly, but I was invested. Like and I feel like the universe rewards nosiness.
Why? Did more happen?
Things escalated.
No way. No kidding.
Like, look how long it goes. Like,
oh my God.
It's so stupid. I can't believe I'm in this group chat. Things have escalated. Uh-huh. And it got to the point where the bride-to-be, she has gotten involved.
She's the bride-to-be.
She wasn't in the group chat before. But now she's in the group chat.
She entered the chat.
Yeah, Bridget's her name.
So they think you're the bride's cousin. Got it. I'm getting everything together now.
I'll read you guys the rest, and you tell me if I'm in trouble here. I could be in trouble. I don't know. I don't want to leave this group chat. This is the funnest thing I've ever done in my life.
And what if you go to Nashville for a bachelorette party, Mercedes? You get invited, and all because of an accidental group chat.
I'm telling you, that's on the table right now.
No!
I'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Since you've been gone. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. So I got added to a group chat of girls that are planning a bachelorette party, and I don't know how I got added. I don't have any of these numbers programmed into my phone, so it's all a guessing game at this point where I'm trying to figure out who's who. I know that there's someone named Madison in it. There's someone, the bride is Bridget. I know that. I'm trying to like go through and see the other names that Lauren, there's a girl named Lauren in here somewhere. And then Bridget has a cousin that lives in Vegas. And I think that may be where I got brought in. I think maybe my number and Bridget's cousin's number must be off by a digit or two. And that's how I got added in. So if you have a cousin named Bridget who's getting married, I'm in your group chat. And if you could call, this would be great. I would love to know what's going on here. So I stayed in this group chat. I just thought they texted again. I was like, no, it was someone else. And I was like, should I leave? This is actually really interesting. And I made a random comment. They're like, are we getting hacked? What's going on? And I just said, don't let me stop the drama. Please continue. And someone wrote, I'm crying. Please stay. So I decide that I'm going to stay in this group chat, okay? And would you have left it at this point, or would you have stayed too?
That's weird, because I think for me, I don't like the notifications. I don't like to be in group chats, so maybe I would have left. But when the thing that you said, when the initial group chat started, it was already drama off the bat.
Yes, right off the bat. So it was maybe about an Airbnb, and they were upset about that or something like that.
And this is in Nashville they're going to, right? The Bachelorette?
This is what the plan is. So I decide to stay. And so then someone wrote, "So Bridget just texted me and she's crying because she thinks we forgot to include her in this chat." Then someone else writes, "Wait," all caps, "Wait, Bridget's not in here? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
This is a mess."
Then someone writes, also in all caps, "I thought she was, exclamation point, exclamation point." And then someone wrote, "No, she's in the bride or die group. This is the planning peep squad."
This is a mess. Who is organizing this bachelorette?
I don't know their names. I can't figure it out. So then I just decide to jump in. I go, "Okay, I don't even go here, but yo, you guys forgot the bride in this group planning chat." And someone writes right after me, "I'm literally sick." Then someone writes, "You guys, we have to fix this." Then someone else writes, "Do we loop her in or start a fresh one?" And I wrote, "New chat, but this one should live on because I don't want to get kicked out of it."
We need you in for the drama and the tea.
This is my commentary, you know, I'm giving some commentary on it. So then someone adds a new number. It says blah, blah, blah added to the chat. So I'm assuming it's Bridget. I'm assuming, but this person never starts talking. Like, never starts contributing and still hasn't. Like, chat happened after I went to bed, little things. But so I became an honorary member of Bridget's Last Bash, a group chat, and I'm really excited about this behind the scenes. And so people were asking, like, playlist recs. And so I was giving playlist recommendations.
No, you weren't.
I was telling them, like, "Have you guys heard the new Ed Sheeran? It's really good. Anything Charlie XCX," I put on that. And people were like thumbs upping my recommendations and stuff. So I'm like kind of feeling like I'm a part of this group, like I'm starting to know these people. And someone wrote to me after one of my, you know how you can attach to a message?
Oh, reply?
Yes. They wrote, "You have great group chat energy."
That is a great compliment.
I was like, what? So, okay. Here's my question. What do you guys think I should do? 702-364-9400. I haven't been invited to this. But wouldn't it be funny if I came to this bachelorette party?
Oh my God, I would love if this saga continued and then eventually with all of your great group chat energy, you got invited.
I want to know who's the person that wrote that. Like, what's that person's name? I can't. I'm trying not to get too nosy because they haven't been nosy and asked me my name. They're just letting me stay in here. So
they don't even know your name.
No, I haven't. They think they've been hacked, but then they think it's funny and they ask me to stay. So what's the move here? 702-364-9400. Do I stay for the tea and help plan a stranger's wedding weekend? Or do I? Is this my point where I should probably exit gracefully and just let them do their thing? I really like being a part of this. I really like staying in it, but I also know that this is a little creepy.
It is.
Like, and the fact that I'm texting with them, but they're letting me stay.
And that's
why they haven't kicked me out.
You've got to stay, Mercedes. We're all invested in the group chat. We need to know did Bridget's cousin even get invited into the group chat eventually?
Maybe that's the person that got invited.
Okay.
No, it's not a 702 number. No, it's an 818 number.
Poor Bridget.
So like, I don't know what's going on. 702-364-9400. Is our number? Should I leave it? Is this weird, Sammy? Hey, good morning,
Mercedes. How are you, girl?
Good. What do you think?
I will pay you $100. I will chip in for you to be a part of this bachelorette party.
Oh my God!
It's
starting
in Nashville. I haven't nailed down what the dates are exactly. I know they ordered cowboy hats. We've got there's an Airbnb involved. Sammy, that's very kind of you. I will not accept your offer, but I appreciate the support on this. Someone just texted, you stand.
That's it.
This one says, there's a reason you're in the chat and they didn't even know what they were bringing in. I know you guys, like, that's a thing. Do they realize that I am on the radio? And that's why I'm hoping maybe Bridget's cousin who lives in Vegas is listening. So you know that I'm part of this now.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to make a video. Mercedes, you're going to send a video introducing who you are.
I'm not ready.
Okay, when you're ready, we need to sit down and we need to tell them, hey guys, I'm Mercedes. You guys accidentally sent me into the group chat, but I would love to stay. This is why. I host a little radio show in Vegas. It'd be fun if one of you guys came on to the show. Tell us the drama. Tell us the tea. And maybe we can convince one of the members for you to get invited to the bachelorette party.
That's the thing. I'm not going to even sugarcoat it, you guys. I'm way too invested at this point. And I'm sitting here thinking about, like, Nashville weekend and wondering if I should just start shopping for cowboy boots. And I want to know if this is Bridget's number that just got added, because she hasn't said anything yet. Like, is she mad? And that's why she's not talking, because she was not in the planning peeps group and she was in the other group. What is the name? Like, I'm so lost.
The bride tribe group.
Bride or die.
Mm-hmm. And you can be the one to be the mediator and the liaison of the, like, hey guys, let's make some peace here. I know that it's stressful planning a wedding. I know it's stressful planning a bachelorette. I'm here to help you with your needs.
That's the thing. They're asking me for ideas.
I
kind of like the anonymity, though. I'm not going to lie. So I could say whatever I want to say, and they don't know that it's me. Someone just texted, I wonder if your number is supposed to be someone else's and you took their place. Yes, that's definitely what happened.
Yes.
I think I'm the cousin's number on accident. This one says, if they want you to stay in and you want to stay, please stay. This bachelorette party needs directions.
See?
I'll see if anything happens today, and I'll fill you guys in tomorrow if I get any more tea on this bachelorette
no,
party.
No, the song is going to continue, Mercedes. Keep us updated.
I love them. I love this group of girls. They're so cute.
And they love you. They love you.
All right. It is time to win. It is time to play. Heads up at 702-364-9400. And we've got a 4-pack of tickets for you right now to go check out the Vegas Thrill. Our pro women's volleyball team, they are playing the Columbus Fury on Sunday night. It's Mixed 94.1 night at Lee's Family Forum, and it's also Ninth Island night. So we are going to have so much fun. We would love to see you. Caller 20 right now, you're playing Heads Up, and you just have to pick your category, get 6 answers in 60 seconds, and you win these tickets. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, we have our contestant, Nicole. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
How are you
doing, Mercedes?
I'm great. Are you ready to play some Heads Up this morning?
Yes, I am.
And we've got your Vegas Thrill tickets, 4 of them for Sunday's game. Pick a category. Do you want to go with booked and busy, sibling rivalry, or channel surfing?
Oh my!
sibling rivalry.
The second one. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Siblings Day is tomorrow, so these are all things that are associated with your siblings. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We got this. We just need to get 6 in 60 seconds. I don't think we're gonna have a problem with this one. I'm looking at the clues. I think we got this.
Yeah, you guys got this. It's an easy one. So your 60 seconds for Heads Up, it starts now.
Okay, if you have a girl that is related to you, she is your
sister.
Yes. If you are, you could be fraternal or you can be identical
twins.
Yes. Siblings can be this. They're just so they're so what? I can't take it.
Annoying.
Yes, that's it. They also could be this, like you love them so much, you trust them with everything. They're your what?
Best friend.
Yes, this is everyone together, mom, dad, brothers and sisters. That's the what? The whole what?
Family.
Yes. They may make your parents may make you do these, like take out the garbage, dust.
Are you there?
Yeah.
You cut out.
You might have to do these to earn money around the house, like vacuum and
chores.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. 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 You got it, Nicole. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to see the thrill. I'm going to take my stepdaughter. We'll be ecstatic.
Make sure you come and say hi to me. I'll be hosting the game, and Steph's going to be out there doing a live broadcast. So we would love to see you Sunday night over at Lee's Family Forum. It's going to be so much fun because not only is it Mix 94.1 night, it's also Ninth Island night. And the first 500 fans through the door get a fan, a clap fan. They're so cool. So can't wait to see you, Nicole. And if you want to join us, we'd love to see you. You can get your tickets at VegasThrill.com. We've got more to come on the show this morning. Hot 3 is on the way and so much more. It's all coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A court hearing concerning the Menendez brothers is set for this week. So Lyle and Eric Menendez, they've been serving life sentences for the 1989 murders of their parents in their Beverly Hills home. Last October, then District Attorney George Gascon recommended resentencing for the brothers who claim that they were sexually abused by their father and that their mom was aware of it. But the new DA, Nathan Hochman, he plans to ask a judge to withdraw that resentencing request. He claims the brothers, they haven't shown any remorse in all of this. So there shouldn't be a hearing. Friday's hearing may be a moot point anyway, because California Governor Gavin Newsom, he sent the case to the parole board, and the brother's attorney has filed a motion blocking the withdrawal of sentencing. So I don't know. I feel like the story comes back into the spotlight and then it goes away and then it comes back into the spotlight. Did you ever watch that Monsters movie on Netflix about them?
I watched the first episode of that show and I don't know if I got into it just because it was really weird. I'm not really into those kind of shows, but I wanted to see what the hype was about. So I couldn't finish it. I know maybe you saw the show.
I did. Yeah.
What'd you think?
It's disturbing. It was really disturbing. Ramon, did you end up watching that one?
I did not.
I mean, if you believe that version of it, and there's several versions as to what happened, it's just none of us know the true one. But if you believe that version of it, you have sympathy for those guys mm-hmm. because of what they went through. Is it true that's what happened? I don't know. So they're the ones that have to prove their innocence, I guess. It's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, and they were proven guilty. So if they want to get back out, they better prove their innocence. So
it's funny how they like kind of praise them just because of a lot of the fans are like, oh my God, they're so good looking and all that stuff. I don't like that storyline. If they really truly were guilty, that looks at them, doesn't matter. They killed somebody. They killed two people.
Even if they were like protecting themselves from being sexually abused?
That's where it gets confused. That's where the line is drawn. Do you protect yourself, and is death the answer?
I mean, I don't know. They felt like that was the answer. And if that's the case, you know, is it living a life and continuing to let that happen? I don't know. I don't know. There's no correct answer to that. Killing is against the law, obviously. But yeah, it's just, I don't know what's true and what they take creative license in. I know that the director and the producers, they kind of, yeah, they have to embellish things. They have to make it an interesting story. So also this morning, raising kids has never been cheap, but research is revealing just how expensive it's become. This new study has come out showing that the most expensive state to raise a child in is Massachusetts. It costs nearly $36,000 a year. Mississippi is the cheapest state. It's less than half of that much. But they say that the median expense across the country is around $26,000 a year.
Is that including
I'm sorry, I read that wrong. $36,000 a year. I should keep a better budget, but I'm not sure what it is for us. It's a lot, but I know that Nevada, we are above average. We are actually we are number 12 in the country for the most expensive when it comes to things like housing and childcare and transportation, clothing, just the miscellaneous costs that come along with it. So it's something you have to keep in mind when you just make that decision to have a kid.
And this is the cost per child. This isn't like overall, if I have three kids, $36,000 a year.
No, well, that's what they say that for per child. It's about $36,000 a year, depending on where you live in the country. What's the most expensive thing for you, Ramon, when it comes to raising your son? Like, what do you realize that you're spending the most amount of money on?
His video games or baseball gear?
Oh, yes. Sports gear. Yes. And if he starts playing travel ball, oof, get ready for an extra expense on that one,
buddy.
Do
you think that he wants to play travel ball?
Well, last night, he had a game last night, and he didn't do very well. When he got home, he said, hey, take me to the batting cages today. So he wants to practice his craft.
Or did you tell him, like, yeah, you're not good enough to play travel ball, so we're going to have to go to the batting
cages. Save some money.
Finally, this morning, it seems like fewer jobs require guys to regularly wear suits. And so what they're gaining in comfort, they may be losing in self-esteem. See if you agree with this. According to new research, the average man says that they feel 67% more confident when they are wearing a suit or a tux. Now, that doesn't mean they're confident about dressing themselves, though. About 20% of guys admit that they're not confident with their ability to tie a necktie. 24% say their partner ties a better one than they do. And it sounds like guys are just not getting the reps that they used to get, because about 10% of guys say they have a go-to video that they watch when they need to tie a tie.
I agree with that. I do feel better in a suit. Feel good, look good, be good. And I do have a YouTube video I always watch when I go to tie a tie.
It's so funny because my husband wears a tie. He always asks me, he'll do it, but then the knot just looks janky. And I'm like, here, let me help you with that. And then I go and I readjust it. And that is hard. Tying a tie is not easy. I got to give you guys some credit. I don't blame you for going to YouTube on that one.
And don't ask me to tie a tie.
And there's some fancy tie knots out there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You get the Zelda triangle tie from a video game. There's crazy ones out there.
What? It's like origami ties.
You're going to a video game to learn how to tie a tie? A Zelda tie, did you say?
The triangle from Zelda.
Oh, geez. I was like, wow. That's your YouTube video? It's mixed. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever injured yourself in a way where, like, you were embarrassed to say the true way? Maybe you just made something up because you were like, there is no way I am going to admit that I got injured this way. My poor trainer, like my trainer, he's literally paid to be in peak physical condition, right? And I was working out with him the other day and he told me the most ridiculous thing. He hurt himself, and it wasn't lifting weights and it wasn't sprinting up a mountain or flipping a tire or anything like that. He injured himself using a Swiffer.
A Swiffer? Like the mop?
Yes. Not even the dry kind, the wet one. He said, this is so funny. He said that he wasn't using proper form, which is hilarious because I didn't know that there was a form for when you're Swiffering.
Teach me, trainer.
he was showing me with his body. He like grabbed this stick and he's like, I was doing it like this and I was using too much of my back when I should have been like squatting a little to use it. And I get what he was saying. So I guess he tweaked something in his back and he pulled a muscle, and he said it wrecked me for the whole weekend. It was because I was Swiffering. Like, literally, this guy can deadlift like 400 plus pounds, I'm sure, but he hurt himself Swiffering. So have you ever like injured yourself in the most ridiculous way? Like, and I'm talking minor injury, maximum embarrassment here. 702-364-9400.
The dumbest way I injured myself, I look back with such stupidity and regret, is me sneaking out of my friend's house and jumping off the roof. I think about that all the time.
I don't even know if that's like ridiculous or just like too daredevil-y, you know? You literally jumped off a roof. It's not like you injured yourself opening a bag of cheese or something. You literally were on a roof and you jumped down.
I did. It was my friend's house. Her name's Alyssa, and her parents were asleep, and we loved boys at the time, and we're like, we're boy crazy. Let's go sneak out and go see our friends that we're going out to. And we didn't get parents' permission at first. So we're like, darn it. What are we going to do? Oh, I know. I have a bright idea. It was my idea to sneak out of her window, of her bedroom window, from the second story. So, of course, it's the first floor of the roof. It wasn't like the furthest top. We jumped off. I was first. I jump and I land. The way I landed, I put too much weight on my dominant foot, which was my right foot, and I ended up breaking it.
That is terrible. Did you have to wear a cast?
I wore a cast. I was in crutches. And after they saw me fall, my friends were like, we ain't going after you. But they ended up still jumping.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so dumb.
Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, how did you injure yourself?
Yeah, I was at a bachelorette party.
That was the way she...
And I woke up in the middle of the night. I was super thirsty. I needed a drink of water. So I had my glass, and I walked right into my dresser with the glass. So I had seven or eight stitches.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, and I was mortified because I'm way too old to be getting that drunk at a bachelorette party.
Oh, wow. That, I mean, think about, I agree. I feel like the older you get, the more dangerous just existing becomes, don't you think? Yes. It's like just being alive becomes really dangerous.
It does.